Welcome back to Black Hollywood Lives Reality Check. Today we are talking Angela Simmons' confirmation. She definitely did let us know she is indeed pregnant. Kris Kardashian and Keke Palmer's clapback with special guest Destiny Milian.
You are tuned in to Black Hollywood Lives Reality Check.
Welcome back to another episode of Black Hollywood Lives Reality Check. I am your host, Ashley Gray. Joined with me in studio, I've got DJ Jesse Kennedy.
What's up?
And we got the boo, the brave, Destiny Milian.
What's up?
Hey, girl, hey. Get ready for all the tea. Sip, sip, sip. Happy Memorial Day weekend.
Yes.
I'm excited to turn up. Are y'all turning up?
Aren't we after this?
Well, what's the turn up? I
want to
turn up.
Well, we going. See ya, Moon. Y'all, here we come, girl.
So let's
She's
first.
She's gonna be like, who the fuck did you bring in?
Let's first talk about Angela Simmons. She did finally confirm that she is indeed pregnant. But did y'all see that baby for the looking like he's about 8 months pregnant as well?
Oh.
Maybe. What have you been eating? Everything?
Maybe it's nervousness.
Is that her fiance?
Whatever.
Huh?
It's her fiance.
Is he cute though?
No. And he looks like.
Does he got coin?
I don't know.
He must have coin.
Probably.
She don't seem stupid enough to like fuck someone without coin.
But you know what? I'm just really I mean I'm blessed to see the day that Jesus is coming back because the Virgin Mary is with child.
She is a Virgin Mary.
Hello, she's been saying she's been a virgin since.
I mean, and what?
She's not a virgin though.
Well, hello. She obviously not unless her name Mary.
She's definitely not a virgin.
Yeah,
not like, even. Before
but she has been holding on to that for such a long time. When she was with Bow Wow, she was a virgin. And when she was with her, all of her boyfriends,
Bow Wow
like,
took her virginity though.
Ooh, Sean, I mean, did you do that show? Ooh,
I was gonna say I could understand why she was a virgin with Bow Wow.
He's not horrible.
Really.
I mean, I think I used to have the biggest crush on Bow Wow when I was younger. Like,
yeah, when I was 11.
Yeah, when I was in middle school.
When Just Mike came.
When we, when
and
I was,
I grew
yeah,
up.
When I was shorter than him, I used to have a crush. But now, I'll pass.
Go ahead.
So,
Sharon.
Congratulations to Angela. I, you know, kudos to her. I'm really happy.
So it
for
is her fiance. They are going to eat. You know.
I don't even know who her fiance is. She's
exactly.
Been, like, hush hush about it.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, but she's getting married with child. I'm here for that.
But do you think that she's getting married because she is
probably
with child?
Probably.
Rev Run was like, run your
nope
to the altar.
Okay.
Because we don't play dance.
Woo!
Wow.
Girl, well, speaking of pregnancy, Black China, we already know. But rumor has it. So,
what?
You know, the baby pictures. Everyone's always worrying about the baby pictures. Who gonna get the baby pictures? How much they gonna pay for the baby pictures? Well, rumor has it is that these baby pictures could run anywhere from $15 million and they're even saying $22
million. $15
million?
Damn. I probably wouldn't pay 15 cents for them.
J-Lo's baby pictures went for $6 million. Brad and Angela's went for $11 million. And I think Kanye's went for like 9 or 10.
Okay, now that you put everything in perspective, I get it now. It's the celebrity hype around it. They're uber famous at this current point
wait,
in time.
Wait.
I get
but
it.
I get that they're uber famous at this current point in time, but I'm just like, I don't care what Black China's baby with Rob looks like.
I mean, I do want to know, but
I
not
can wait
desperately.
Months.
I
yeah,
can
I can wait,
wait
a year.
Yeah.
I'll forget
yeah
that she even had a child.
Right.
A second.
The only reason I remember it is because we do this fucking show.
I mean, did we care about Kim Kardashian's saint? We forgot that.
I forget that she even has a saint.
Saint who?
Bitch, I'm just still focused on North.
Hello. She cute.
She's so cute. Yeah.
She
yeah
is with her little tutus. Kris Brown would not be here for that.
No.
Did
but
you see when he got upset with that baby last week?
Did I? We talked about it.
I know, that's what I'm saying. He wouldn't be here for
I didn't see anything wrong with what she was wearing. The pose was just a little grown.
A little risque of a pose, but
she was in ballet class, right?
She doesn't know. Like, she's a she's a child.
But I wouldn't have posted a picture of my child posing like that.
Yeah, I watched too much SVU. Like,
yeah.
Mm.
Right. Remember Bene Ramsey?
Yeah.
That was like, yeah. So, I mean, it's a fine line, but whatever. To each their own. That's her choice, the mother's choice. Royalty is not my child, so moving right along to Kris Kardashian. Yes, you heard it right. She will like to change her name back to Kardashian. Why? She talking about she was the original Kardashian.
Girl, you married a Kardashian. What was your original name? Go back to that. He is gone.
Hello? He don't want you no more.
Because wasn't they divorcing? Like, he died and she became widow.
What was her name before that?
Right.
Nothing. Because that's the
just
truth.
Just Chris. Why don't she just go by Chris, like Madonna?
Exactly.
She could do that. Chris.
Exactly. Because I can guarantee that her ex is not thinking about him. Oops. Her. Wherever he is.
What ex?
The Kardashian guy.
Girl, he's dead.
I know, but you still, your phone.
Didn't you see OJ Simpson case?
Honey, when I leave this earth, I'm still going to be alive.
But I wonder how her new man would feel about her taking her ex-husband's name back.
He's a puppet. And yeah, he is there for the money. Like, he's like,
look, you can change it. What boy am I going to go fuck today?
Exactly. Like, oh, you think he's a little bit of that?
You think he's,
he looked like a beard beyond. He looked more of a beard than mine on my face.
His lips do be juicy, like he be having lip gloss on.
He really be looking like he be glossing.
Maybe
his
it's
lip.
Vaseline.
Maybe.
Either way, he said no.
What you need
today.
That lubed up for?
Wonder who you do. Boo.
So Kiki, the real. We've been talking about the real. The whole thing with Tamar.
Oh yeah, yeah.
So, rumors have been spreading is that Kiki Palmer is going to be coming in and taking Miss Tamar's spot. Mm-hmm. Well, Miss Kiki had something to say about that. She said, absolutely not. I have my own show. Thank you very much. And I'm like...
What show? Looks under table, looks over the table, goes outside, checks around the corner, walks down the street just in case we miss something and still can't find it.
I got to put Jesus back, Emma.
Girl, what show? You could come on the reality check, boo, because we doing better than you. Oop. Where is your show?
Well, I ain't doing better than Kiki Palmer.
I'm talking about as far as her talk show. Like, if you're going to have one, okay, but you don't have one. So I think it was like kind of like a little
just
bit of
Kiki.
Shade.
It was like something
was
on BET,
and it got
then
canceled.
It got canceled, yeah. So now I'm like...
It didn't get a pause. It got canceled. No one was checking for it. I'm not saying that I was like all for it when
she'd
Kiki got her show.
She would be dope on the real, I think. I think so, no.
I think she's a bit young for that show.
Well, that's why I would like her on the panel for The Real, because she does bring that young, fresh vibe. But I feel that there will be so much tension between her, Adrian, and Jeannie Mai, because I feel like they try and bring that young vibe. And,
and
Adrian,
Kiki's a real bitch. Kiki will look at Jeannie like, girl,
bitch, I don't even like sushi. I don't even like rice.
Bitch, you know you're going to get a comment.
So, what I'm going to cry.
Girl, put some
who would you have replaced Tamar?
Kiki's a really good person. I mean, who would I have replaced? I would just replace the whole fucking show because I can't. I think that show's whack as fuck.
I just,
like, Lonnie's like
is
always
Lonnie.
Mad. Then you have like Jeannie
always
who's just
mad
like, she just looked like she want to fit in with everybody and she don't know who
she's
gonna
a chameleon.
Fit in with.
You put her with some black people, her name was Taquanda.
Adrian looks like the
some...
Hispanic aunt at someone's fucking quinceañera.
Like Adrian,
and she's like
and
always
like
trying
Tamara.
To catch all the attention, like, hey guys!
Always, and be stuffing all her outfits like a turkey on Thanksgiving.
And then
honey.
Tiara just be sitting there like, well, you know, as a mother, I wouldn't really do that.
But Tamara, I love Tamara.
I like Tamara.
I like her too.
And I like Adrian.
I feel like Tia and Tamara should have their own show. Yeah,
I like all of them.
They could replace
individually.
I don't know if I want two twins though. They have to have their own show, like sister,
from,
the talk show.
Yeah.
I'm here for
that's
that.
That's a good idea.
Right? Hey, paycheck.
Interesting. Well, you know that Tia has her own podcast, and she was recently on The Real, and that was a really, it was a really fun to see both of them on the show together, but I didn't like them together on the show. Mm. And I like every single host as an individual, what they bring, but together, it's just not, it's something about it that's just not
like
Jeannie relatable.
Like, Jeannie Mai, to me, needs to be, like, doing, like, fashion segments.
On
or like,
E!
Yeah.
Or, like, something
TLC.
More edgy, like...
Like Lifetime. like one of those home shopping things. You know?
Oh, I just noticed that orange filter is on. Mm. Linda, my lighting is all off. But it's
maybe
okay.
The my whiteness will bounce the light.
I hope so, you know, because that's it, black
I'll
girl magic,
right
honey. Right, give me some
of
that. So, moving on to Kimye. Kimye has decided to sue their former bodyguard because he is spilling all the tea, or wants to, and it's pretty much based on his own personal experiences working with the power couple. And they were like, no, like, that's not going to happen.
He
how do you guys
papers.
Feel? Yeah.
I mean, he signed papers.
Did he? How can you sue somebody then? Like, he signed an NDA?
Yeah, and so if now if he's running around saying stuff, they can be like...
But I feel like this, if it was so simple, if he did sign an NDA, which I do agree, he probably signed something.
There's no way you work for the Kardashians and don't sign paperwork.
But how, why would he even even try to say something, and then why is this so loud in public then? Because if I feel like
because
if it
we
was
live
that
in a
simple,
messy fucking world, bitch.
Like Kim Ye would have just been like, "Don't even worry about it. Let's just shut him down behind the scenes. Bam, done." Like, why even involve themselves in it? And
this
make
could
a
all
statement?
Be a ploy too. They could be like, "Johnny, just go tell them this." So could we need right. something because fucking Kylie in the news, Tyga in the news, Black China in the news, everyone in the
That's
news but us.
True.
Ain't no one even listening to my album no more. Life of Pablo lasted 2 days. Ooh. Beyonce done shitting on everyone live, releasing Lemonade.
Snatching weeks.
Pablo outside selling orange juice.
Ooh. On the corner. That's true. That's actually a really good response.
Because honestly,
that.
Even the Tamar with the real thing, I'm going to say it again. I kind of low-key feel like it's all set up.
Absolutely.
Vince is a producer on the show. Boy, bye. You have too much power, too much money to tell me that Tamar, that all of this is really going down. And they haven't had a conversation that the show Tamar helped build. Like, I can't believe it.
Well, she said she was stabbed in the back.
Could be. But by your husband?
But that then would, I also
that's
read
a life, that's a lifetime
know.
Story.
Yeah. And then I also read that find out more on the next episode of blah, blah, blah. So
that's
it's like, it. They did it. It's smart. It's
I
a good
I ain't watching
PR
the Braxtons,
move.
But I might strategic. Watch it now because Honey, I want to see what she's going
to
spill.
I'm still not going to watch it.
I mean, used to do
really.
It
I'm
for after the. They asked me to come back.
I might have to watch it for this show and I'll watch an episode and be act like I caught up.
Right. Or I'll just Google everything.
Yeah.
So.
All right. Well, so Real Housewives Potomac, Miss Katie Ross, the biracial one that did not like being called anything else but biracial. So she got caught lying because on the show she says that she is this big philanthropist and she spends, you know, she gets so much money and she gives it to all of the charities all over the world. And
God bless America.
Well, rumor doesn't have it because the facts are out because, girl, when you fill out your taxes at the end of the year, all this financial information comes out. Mm. So why would you lie on national television? Because you don't have... Because, like, here's the thing. The amount of money now on the show... And the only reason I'm going so hard is because I do the after show for it.
Go
and, like,
on.
She be going in on all these women, like, I never see these women at charity events. I'm at all the charity events. I'm at all the... Bitch, you're there to walk a fucking carpet
and
to act like you're
doing
something.
And she doesn't donate, then.
Well, so apparently, the Ross Foundation has earned this year a total of $32,000.
Okay.
That's not bad.
Yeah.
All raised by her mother. There were a couple checks. $100 went to some DC kid school. $200 went to some library out in Maryland. And the final thing was that the $32,000 got broken up to be given to her attorneys and to her, I'm sorry, she just did send $450 to the Boys and Girls Club of America out of that. But the rest of the money went to her staff. So a total of like...
Wow. Let's send her to jail.
$3,000?
For lying.
Less than $3,000 was actually given to charity out of $32,000 that her mother gave.
Wow.
I'm done.
Wow.
So you're a liar.
So here, let's find the blessing out of this, okay? Kids, we all want to be on reality TV, right? So when you go on reality TV, don't lie. Especially about your finances because they can easily this shit like the Shade Room has 4.3 million followers blows my mind, but they will fucking go into your shit because it's fucking Googleable. So don't be fucking lying.
No more hashtag
Googleable.
Okay.
Webster holla.
Well, speaking of, well, it's not really social media. I guess Google kind of is. No, it's not. The Prince fans came for Madonna and her lackluster performance at the Billboard Music Awards. Now, how do you feel? Did Madonna honor the Prince, the late, great Prince?
If I have to talk about this one more fucking time, like...
Reality X or reality chick?
I mean, I'm reality Xing it because it was fucking whack as fuck.
Exactly.
But Questlove did say something and he said, I can't be mad at it. When you really think about it, Madonna is one of the only living like pop legends. Like
That's
you had
true.
Madonna, Prince, Michael Jackson, Whitney Houston at that time, like from the 80s. So in that retrospect, I can understand it. But
she could have, this bitch, instead of Quest, Madonna could have opened up and he could have sat down. And then there we go. We could have had somebody else on stage. Bam.
The only thing, no, honestly, the only thing I really liked about the performance was when she turned around.
That was everything. I was like, oh, she better, bro. Yeah. Yes, bitch, yes. And then she started singing. I was like,
I'm like, could you have done what Britney did? I'm like, where'd Britney go? And lip sync?
Because Britney was a little stiff at first, but then bitch worked it out. Okay?
When they off her medication. I was
did
like,
not want to eat a donut. This what you doing? I didn't want to eat a Vegas Snickers, girl? A Twinkie, a nothing after that. Because I was like, I got to get snatched like Britney.
Well, girl. She
is snatched.
She is. She doing that yacht Pilates
snatched.
And yoga. There you go, girl.
I'm so happy for her. So I'm going to reality exit too. How do you feel about the performance?
I didn't watch Madonna's performance.
There we go. Bye.
You missed nothing, girl.
You didn't.
All right, well, maybe you'll catch this. So this morning I was strolling on Facebook. And I have
this is gonna be good.
Some of the most random. Can you actually pull up the clip from this? It's called The Secret World of Human. Wait, what is it called? The Secret Life of Human Pups. I want to watch this clip so you guys can see this. So I'm strolling down Facebook and. My co-host on the beat, Queen. Are you friends with her on Facebook?
No.
She be posting. She's world star hip hop on Facebook. It's like, why would you even? Why are you watching this at fucking 4 a.m. on Sunday? Like, this played.
Thirty-two-year-old Tom works as a sound and lighting technician
for a local
theater. Oh,
so
he
is the puppy.
But after a long day at the office, this is where he likes to sleep.
I can actually fit in. Quite successfully. And to be honest with you, from there on in, uncomfortable.
It doesn't look very comfortable.
It's bizarre. It doesn't look comfortable.
Linda.
So this is called The Secret Life of Human Pups. So these are real people, y'all. And
where are we? Where are we in the world?
That's in London, but this is happening here in America, too.
Really?
So the thing is, you can see this documentary on all4.com. And so these people...
That sounds like... Never mind.
They call themselves pups, and they paint their bodies, they dress up, and they want to be treated as animals. So literally, they'd be walking outside with them on leashes. They'd be begging for treats. They'd really be outside.
Oh my
I thought it was a joke. I really didn't believe it. And
it has to be a joke.
No, I promise you. I Googled it after. It was Googleable afterwards. I then went and like, honey, this man right here, his name is Tom, a.k.a. Spot. He is leads you through the documentary.
And he even has a dog name?
I know. You remember that? It just reminded me of that MTV documentary, Furries. Did you ever see that?
No.
Where, like, people would dress up in mascot outfits and they would just hump each other.
Oh, yeah. And then they go to, like, the adult...
True Life, I'm a Furry or something like that.
Yeah.
Yeah. And they, like, cut out...
Sex clubs and stuff.
Yeah, they, like, cut out...
Mm-hmm. I saw an episode of Law & Order like that, too.
Oh, yes.
Mm-hmm.
Go ahead, girl. Yes. Law & Order. So there you go, all4.com. It's streaming now. It's available if you want to get into that. You want to see, you know,
that
go ahead.
Like a freaky site.
Jonathan's
though.
Finding a prime clip right here. I can just look at that. This is him. Is he putting it on or yeah? Look at him how he puts this on. He really likes to keep that head clean.
So it's kind of like a fetish. I'm
girl, they lick
I feel
each other.
I feel like it's like a fetish.
They
He's,
bark at each other.
It's not even furry though.
Nope.
It's like latex. Latex. Yeah. It's like a huge condom with a dog head on it. Well, I guess get it how you live. I'm gonna go ahead and reality X that because it's just not my testimony. Not for it, but you guys can check out all four.
Right, like I don't want to laugh at y'all because if that's really what you're out here doing,
no.
like you know,
that's
what
like taking groceries to a whole nother level.
Yeah. What's the website?
All4.com.
There you go. Hashtag bitch or reality check. Let
freaky.
Us know what you think about it. So before we wrap up, of course, we got to get into our interview with our girl, Destiny. How have you been?
I've been excellent.
We want to know everything that's going on with you, and we are excited to know about your experience with the game.
Well, wait.
Wait,
before
who?
We...
Never mind.
With my experience with who?
Oh, never mind, girl. Well, tell me what's going on with you.
I'm like, I don't know anybody named Game, but I'm going to watch Game 7 tomorrow. That's the only type of game I know.
But, who you rooting for?
Okay,
this
see.
Is where I tune out.
Who are
someone
you rooting
was,
for?
Girl, I don't even know what you're talking about. I don't watch sports. Someone the other day was like, oh, OKC is something. I was like, girl, what is it like football? What's playing? Ball. Like, is that college? She was like, you're so cute.
Well, my blazers were out. The heat was out.
See, I know the heat. Are you talking about like the heat here in California or like the heat?
Like Miami Heat.
Yeah, I know that. I know them.
That's it?
Yeah. No, I know the Celtics.
What about the Cavs?
Yeah.
That's my team.
LeBron.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Hey. Traitor.
Traitor?
Yeah.
I'm from Akron. He's from Akron. We went to elementary school together. I could never be a traitor.
All right, well, this ain't Sports Weekly, y'all.
Oh, I was like, hold on, hold on, girl, because that hometown girl.
No, him.
Live, my daddy, real ratchet. Real booked on high school on you. My high school was so ratchet.
Okay, I know you don't want to talk about the game, but I do have to ask one serious question.
Did you see that picture that he posted last week?
Right, okay, so rumor has is that these things are edited.
Is it really big? Is it...
Like, what, if you were to guess, like, rumor, you know what I mean? Like,
okay, what I'm going to say about that picture.
Photoshop.
Is it like the this? First time he ever posted a picture that when B.O.B. was posting his eggplant pictures, Game did one. Right. And it was on Baller Alert, and people were like, bitch, where? Like, where's it at? But now, all of a sudden, it's just like, here, you know?
I told you, Facetune.
So, I don't know. I've never seen his thing. Don't want to see his thing.
Did you feel it?
No. Mm-mm. Mm.
Anyways, but so you have this really cool show. It's called Wake and Bake.
Yes, Wake and Bake Co.
Tell us about it.
Well, I'm teaching all my friends and family how to make the most delicious breakfasts.
It just sounds better.
That's Googleable.
It sounds better as breakfasts.
That's Googleable.
Breakfasts and dinner and desserts. Because all my friends smoke and I don't smoke. But I was like, I still wake and bake.
Yeah.
I just bake food. I love to just be in the kitchen. So
a lot of will this
what is
be
that
like,
struggle like? Like not smoking around a whole bunch of people who smoke weed. Like I can't even
I like my
to
brain
that.
Intact. And I don't like the way weed smells. And I just don't think it's appealing. You know, so.
I don't smoke either.
Yeah, I just.
Yeah, I would never want you high. Never. I would never be
that
able
would
to.
Be funny.
No, I wouldn't. Couldn't. I would die. I would
that
literally.
That would be funny.
But girl, I can drink though.
I can drink too. Like
girl.
A sailor.
Girl, give me some whiskey. Ooh,
girl. Ooh, E&J has an apple. E&J, sorry, I just found
American
this last
jerk.
Night. Have you ever had the apple flavor E&J?
No, I had the crown. Apple crown.
Mm-hmm.
Crown apple.
Mm.
I like Tennessee.
So wait, so I want to know more about this Wake and Bake. So is this affordable? Like a lot of people, there's a lot of ingredients that go into baking and a lot of people may not have the means to just go out and buy all of this stuff for one cake. Like, is this affordable? Is it organic ingredients?
In my blog, I post the recipe two ways, from scratch, which can be expensive.
Yeah.
And then like if you want to use boxes and then just doctor it up. Cool. So some of my recipes are affordable. I try to do an affordable version.
Yeah.
And then you're trying to really get a ring version, you know? Like, you want them to propose.
What's your blog called?
Wake and Bake Co.
Cool.
And it's on my website, DessaMillion.com. I have it on my website now. The blog's doing really good, so now we're going to start doing the YouTube. Because people are like, well, I get it, but I need you to just show me how
to
make it.
Yeah, do you ever do snaps? Like
I do snaps, yeah.
Cool.
And you have a book?
I'm working on the book. It takes a long time to write a book.
Yeah.
Even a cookbook. I'm like, it's taking forever.
Well, what's that process like?
Well, I have to write the book, then I have to send it to my publicist who has to look over it, who's going to send it to the publisher who then has to look over it, and then I have to finalize everything.
But like as far as writing a cooking book, so like you have to bake this stuff, so then take pictures like
and making
were there
sure
days
I'm
and you're like if I have to cook
recipes.
Another damn motherfucking corn muffin because the shit ain't sitting right at the top.
No, I just try to do it every Sunday. Every Friday I post like a DIY wake and bake recipe for like what you can do for hair masks and skin masks, but everything from your kitchen. And so that's what I do on Friday, and then I tell them, stay tuned for what I'm going to teach you how to cook on Sunday.
Right. So Fridays is more like it's DIY, skincare, but more skincare.
Yeah, but with
girl, what you do for your face? I'm looking for a good facial.
I'm really
I need something
into
that's hydrating.
Cinnamon, honey, and a little bit of lemon right now.
Oh, so like organic stuff.
Cinnamon, yeah, everything honey. That you can get right from your kitchen.
Right.
Mm.
Yeah.
And so what do you just mix that together, put it on your face for
let
how
it
long?
Sit. About 15 minutes, but I tell everybody just test it first.
Yeah.
Just in case you're allergic to something.
And so what does this do for your face?
That gets away. It makes your face really red when you first wipe it off, but then it smooths it out.
Okay.
Like the cinnamon acts as like an exfoliator almost.
Yeah.
And then almost like a toner too with the lemon.
Yeah. And the avocado, I do an avocado and lemon one, and that makes it really smooth.
Yeah.
And it also, it's like, relieve stress.
Yeah.
Too,
yeah. How long do you, I mean, how many times a week, or do you do this once a week? Do you do the facials and stuff like that?
I do facials twice a week.
Twice a week.
And three times if I have a shoot or something.
Uh-huh.
Yeah.
So that's it's so really important to like get all of that gook, the makeup.
Definitely.
And, yeah.
And get the mites out of your skin too.
The mites? What's that?
Oh, yeah. Girl.
It's like little bugs. Everybody has
little bugs?
Yeah. You have like a million little bugs in your
face. Is that Googleable?
It's yeah. Googleable.
And I'm not Googling it because I'll be sitting in front of my mirror like all night. Wait.
Bugs
they're
in
like
your
microscopic.
Face?
Girl, yeah, you got them crawling all over your body, bitch. You ain't never seen Osmosis Jones. You remember Osmosis Jones?
Wait, he just yeah. pulled it up.
Jonathan, shut that shit off. The fuck, it's Sunday. Jesus is the day. Come on. Put the pups back on.
So face masks are very important.
Oh,
it
my
limits
gosh.
How many, you know, mites are just crawling.
So is that
right
your pet? Like, what's your passion? What do you want to do? Where do you see yourself in the next 5 years?
Baking is my passion. It's like my favorite hobby.
Mm-hmm.
But modeling is like the best job I've ever had. It's mm-hmm. like I love going to work every day, but I always have a backup plan too, so
right.
nursing is probably where my career will end up.
Okay. And how did you get started in nursing?
I love medicine. My stepmom's an OBGYN, so that's when I first was like, oh, I like being in the hospital. I like just being here talking to the nurses. So now anytime mm-hmm. I go to a hospital, I'm talking to a nurse like, so how many credits did you have to take?
Yeah.
Like, where'd you go? And I'm going to go into neonatal mm-hmm. because I love babies. So I want to help them and try to get them to, you know, live a full life. And being in the NICU is like the hardest thing I've ever seen.
Yeah. So because you're so passionate about nursing and life and babies, I want to know how you both feel about this recent article. Well, it just happened where the Cincinnati Zoo, there was an endangered gorilla and a little baby who kind of climbed underneath the fence and then fell into the gorilla's like habitat. And the gorilla, from the footage that I saw, he was like dragging the baby, but in a way that he would drag a young gorilla, like mm-hmm. his baby, and protecting him. And they actually shot and killed the gorilla because they didn't want to the child to be harmed, which I totally understand.
I probably would have shot the gorilla, to be honest.
With a tranquilizer.
Yeah.
Well, better than a gun.
I love animals. I wouldn't have.
I cried when I
found out
he.
I wouldn't shoot to kill a
gorilla.
I would have tried to just put it to sleep so I can go in there and grab the baby.
Well,
out.
Their excuse
but
was.
But where was the parents at?
Yeah, exactly. Yeah.
Like, that's a long time.
But you know what? Kids will be kids. And, like, I don't want to, like, fault the parents. I don't want to fault the zoo. I don't want to fault anyone because things happen.
Yeah.
And I get it. But I just wish that both lives could have been spared.
Yeah.
And their excuse was we didn't want to use a tranquilizer because it takes about 3 minutes for it to go into effect. And we didn't want the child to be, like, anything
How
to happen.
How old was the kid?
I think, like, 3. It was a baby.
Like, infant.
Well, like, old enough to walk.
Oh, okay. No, that's
yeah,
what I'm
no,
saying. I'm
no,
like,
no.
Bitch, if you out here, like, what were you smoking
no,
that
not,
your 3-month-year-old infant
No. It was, the baby was old enough to walk and to go under and just fall into it. But it was just tragic.
It's like
and
Baby's Day really Out. Sad. You ever see that movie? Baby's
yeah.
Day Out.
No.
I'm showing my age.
So. Yeah, that was like kind of off subject, but I was interested to get your perspective on it because I cried when I read that I would cry if the baby died, of course. But I'm like, we're all animals at the end of the day. We're mammals.
Yeah.
And like it's just I just wish both
I
lives
love
could
animals.
Have been yeah.
I wouldn't have killed him.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
And I'm like, where was the parents? They should have like went in and got the child. Or, well, no.
Yeah, like that's a gorilla girl.
Sorry, never mind.
Like, ain't no sense in everybody dies.
There we go.
We gotta say something.
I mean, we all ain't gonna.
But
die.
If it was my baby, I'd probably just your motherly instinct would be to go after your child
mm-hmm. or throw rocks or something.
I'm still confused on how the baby.
So if you ever see, like came across someone who was hurting or there was an accident, is your instinct to immediately just jump out the car and help because of your love and passion for nursing?
Yes and no. I'm not putting my life on the line for nobody except for like my loved ones.
Mm-hmm.
But I do want the best for human beings in general. So if
right.
I can help and it's not going to harm me, then I will help.
Right.
Yeah.
That's sweet. There needs to be more people out there like that.
But that's why I do the Destiny Million Toy Drive every year for my birthday.
Mm-hmm.
Because I used to volunteer at the children's hospitals and seeing how stressed out their parents were and Christmas time, they really can't afford toys. So I do the Destiny Million Toy Drive every year.
And she ain't lying like some people.
Oh.
Every year for
Real
the last
philanthropist.
6 years. And I donate to local children's hospital. So.
Awesome.
And so what is that? So for your birthday, instead of your friends getting
your
gifts?
Yeah, because people would be like, what do you want? And I'm like, anything I wanted throughout the year, I bought myself, so I don't really want anything.
Well, yes.
And my birthday's so close to Christmas.
E-N-D-D-N-D, do you know about me?
I don't need anything from anybody. So I'm like, just bring toys, new, unwrapped. I hate it. People try to give me used toys, and I'm like, these children are very ill, and I can't take anything opened and used to the hospital, so.
Right.
All right, girl.
This year theme's masquerade ball. I'm upping the ante.
So we'll be looking for our invitation. Yes.
And you're graduating.
Yes, June 10th.
Congratulations.
Psychology.
Mm-hmm. So where do you go?
I went to dual enrollment at Barry University and Portland State University.
Cool.
I did most of my classes online because I travel so much for work. So it's finally ready to.
Where's your favorite place you've ever traveled?
Dubai. Wow. I went to Dubai with Natalie Nunn.
How is she? I used to love Natalie because she will turn up on somebody.
That is my sister.
In like literally seconds.
She don't
and
like
everyone
me.
Just like was
she
so.
Don't like you?
No, because he talked about her coloring book.
I do the Bad Girls Club after show, and she was acting crazy on the show, and I was like, girl, like, you wrote a coloring book. Like, why are you mad at her? And she took offense to that. Well, like, she didn't even watch it. A fan, it was really like, you know how the fans be starting.
So it's hearsay, so maybe if she watched it, she wouldn't have been.
No,
she
would have said it.
I said it, but she would have looked at it. She would have heard it and heard the context of it.
I
instead
mean,
of it being,
when y'all did the She's Got Game after show and I watched it, I'm like...
But
they are drilling me a new asshole right
but
now. Like,
we're talking about the content that we're seeing.
It's like, it's, see, I get both like sides. It's like, it's our job to, like, you saw me when I came in. I was like, it was like a different kind of like, I'm not always on 10. So this is like our job. We have to deliver.
So when I first
this.
Came though, I was like, are they going to be mean to me in person?
And how was we in real life?
I will, you guys were nice.
Right.
Yeah. So it was cool, but I was worried at first. I'm
no.
like, oh, Lord, is it going to be World War III? Because I'm not about to take no shit from
and
nobody.
And did we drag you through?
No,
but we
you
kept
guys
it real.
Really,
we
really
wanted
nice.
To ask you certain questions.
Yeah,
that we
and
saw
the way
on TV.
I edited it was edited in the show made me look like a psychopath. So.
And we made sure that we cleared that up.
Cleared it up.
And I don't I think that that was the problem with Natalie. Like, the way that things were edited made her seem a certain way, but I was always team Natalie because she is so crazy.
Yeah.
She's hilarious.
She's really. Really intelligent too. So
yeah, of course.
That's
yeah.
why we click so well, and she's like my big sister, and I love rolling with her. And we went to Dubai, and we had a blast.
Oh, I wish she would have stayed with that one dude who was Elmo's voice on Sesame Street. It was way back in the day.
Wasn't he something like? No.
I like her husband.
Yeah, he's
yeah.
fine.
Yeah.
Yeah. Well, this was back in the college days where I used to watch Batgirl. Well, no, it wasn't college. I don't know. Right. Moving on right along.
Right, that's
so,
Tuesday. I can't
even think about it. I'm just done.
So, yeah, Dubai is the best place that I've traveled so far. So,
but it was, like, for fun. It wasn't, like...
It was for fun.
Okay.
Yeah. It was a lot of fun. It was so much fun.
I can imagine.
Never been, but I'm going to take your word for
you
it.
You have to go.
I know. As soon as I get my coins.
The culture is beautiful. Well, yeah, it's just, I felt like I just walked into a money city when I got there.
Yeah, someone said it's like the Venetian in Vegas just like time
blown out. And if your car is dirty, you'll get a ticket. Like, your car has to be clean. Like, on the street, I heard that if your car is dirty, you will literally get a ticket.
You get a ticket for a lot of things out there, though. Like, I was reading
sounds
rules
like LA.
Before I went. No, like, if you're holding your man's hand in public, you might get arrested or get a ticket.
Yeah.
What? It's super strict.
Even, like, as tourists?
Mm-hmm. If you're...
And you didn't see Sex in the City? Where Samantha
why, no,
got in trouble?
Why I don't travel.
Honey, I
because
was like,
I don't
Samantha.
Know the rules, the laws,
but that's
and the languages
it's
of other
Googleable.
People. Girl, I ain't spending my
the
time
laws
to look at
and the, rules
the
are
blue
Googleable.
Book laws of fucking Dubai.
I looked it up for like
how
3 hours. I'm like,
it?
Can't do this,
it's a whole
can't
lot
do this,
of laws.
Can't do this. Yeah, it's a lot.
Yeah, because I watched that. I almost... you ever see where the...
But maybe that's why they're so wealthy.
Because they have all these laws.
Because they have all these laws.
Mm.
Because I didn't see nobody that wasn't wealthy. I was like, dang, you're wealthy, you're wealthy. I'm the only one here that's not wealthy. But
but I look it.
Yeah, you just gotta look the part.
Well, damn, bitch, they worse than LA. Shit.
Is it?
I get a ticket fucking once a week. The signs out here, it's like, you cannot park here between 3 or 4. After 4, you can park here for 15 minutes, and then at 4:30, you have to move your car because between the hours of 4:30, it's like 15 signs.
You're right.
Just to park someplace.
You're right.
So you just take the ticket.
No, so I just fucking stay home. And Uber.
So what's one thing that your fans don't know about you that you would like them to know?
I'm working on a new show. Mm. Not going to say which one.
Is it reality based?
Yes.
Okay.
What network is it on? Because we can figure out stuff real quick.
Then I'm not going to tell you.
Okay.
Bitch, how you going to give your secret?
Bitch, because it's Googleable. Is it TV One, VH1, MTV, WeTV?
BET. It's one of them. It's one of them that you named.
Oh, so okay, it is so already named.
Okay. It's probably We. Is it We?
If it's We, okay, it's with Natalie.
Me.
And other woman. This is your own show.
No, it's me and other woman.
Is it a dating show?
I would never, ever, 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 ever in my life, for all the money in the world, go on a
dating show again.
Yeah, no. Wouldn't.
Ain't nobody trying to play them games.
Mm-mm. Who?
Well, so this show is about you.
I like what you did there.
This show is about you and other women. Does it follow your life in relation to your career or just
everything
the friendship?
That we're about.
So you know these other women. You're friends with them. Or is it like the Real Housewives where it's like,
oh she says she know them. They ain't her friends. Ooh, caught that tea. Ooh, who is it? She was like, I know her. Oh my gosh, who is it? Are they in the industry?
Girl, you gonna be on Love and Hip Hop?
God, no.
Thank you, because I was gonna be like, you might as well just stop and not graduate in June, girl, because you done rolled yourself up and Mona done sold your soul, girl.
No, I'm not gonna tell you.
Okay, so what can
we just need the clue, so now we can go Googling.
What can we expect from this show? Is it going to be drama, or is it just like a docuseries?
Anytime there's reality TV, there's going to be drama.
Okay.
But it's also a lot of women empowerment.
Okay.
I love it.
You guys will love it.
So is it a diverse cast, or just black women?
It's diverse.
Probably we. It ain't BET.
You know how they do.
Or black women, Spanish women, Asian women.
Oh, yeah, there ain't no Asian on BET.
Yeah, but they might be trying to turn stuff around.
Maybe it's a new year.
We'll see. So you have your new show, you have your book, you have your blog, Wake and Bake. Is there anything else that you're working on right now?
Just that, the charity event, and then I'm a new ambassador for an accessory for cell phones.
Cool. What kind of accessory?
All the cell phone cases that you can think of. Like, they have so many, so I'm really excited to join up with them. They're launching in August. It's called the Selfie Lounge.
Cool. Oh, I like that. One.
So what's the difference between these? What's so special about these accessories?
Well, one, it's like all the ones that you want that are priced at like $90, and they cut the price like way in half. Mm. So it's affordable.
What's half? Can I get it for $30?
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. Well, actually less than half. Ooh. And then they have like the tripods, and they have selfie sticks.
Do they have that Diva Light thing?
Yes, the Lumi case.
Need it.
It's like the Lumi case. Yeah, they have that.
All right, I like that you're branding yourself with things that are relatable, things that are reachable to a large audience.
I'm branding myself with hair extensions, too.
Yes, bitch. Indian, what kind is it?
This is Brazilian, you know, Brazilian bundles.
Trying to go to Brazil.
They're from Styled by Her. It's actually a small boutique in Portland, Oregon. And so since I was born in Portland, I said, let me reach back to where I came from. And so I love her. She's very young. The owner of the boutique is very young, and she's just a hustler.
Yeah.
So I'm like, yeah, I want to work with Styled by Her. So I have that endeavor, too. I'm just trying to be everywhere.
Go ahead, Destiny.
Yes.
Well, that's good. Where can everyone find out all of these amazing things about you and whatever you have going on?
My website, which is DestinyMillian.com, and my Instagram, which is just at Destiny Million.
And then your Snap and
yes,
your blog.
I love Snapchat. I'm always snapping. My blog is actually on my website. I made it real simple.
Great.
One click and go there.
And what's your Snapchat?
Destiny Million.
Awesome.
Keep it real simple.
Cross the board. Wait, before we go, I do have one question. So you're out here in LA for a couple of days. I'm trying to figure out why. Just visit. What you doing out here? You filming something?
I'm never not working. I'm always working.
So vacations. You're working on
finishing this show.
Oh.
Sorry, but you're wrong.
No.
Ooh.
Right. I was here last month for that.
Huh. Okay. So you're just out here enjoying Memorial Day weekend, right?
Mm-hmm. I will Monday. Monday's like my chill day, but yeah.
Well, I'm glad to know that you're always hustling and always working. It's always nice to meet women who are out here doing their thing and grinding.
And see the different side of reality television.
The real side.
Mm-hmm.
Because it ain't all real.
It's never real
on reality TV. What?
Well, Let us know what you're thinking. Hashtag BHL Reality Check. DJ Jesse Janity, where can everyone find you?
Across the board, DJ Jesse J.
And everyone can find me at Ashley Gray TV on Instagram and Twitter. Make sure that you check out my Snapchat. We will see you next week.
Bye.
From executives Kevin Undergaro, Dario Kristen, Tiana Hobson, and the entire BHL staff, we would like to thank you for supporting Black Hollywood Live, the first online broadcast network dedicated to African-American entertainment. For questions and comments, contact us. info@blackhollywoodlive.com. Like us on Facebook, tweet us, or Instagram us at BHL Online. And I am the official voice of Black Hollywood Live, Scipio, Instagramming, at KingXOBay. Thanks for tuning in.
Hollywood Redefined.
The views expressed here are those of the hosts only and do not necessarily reflect the views of BHL or its owners or principals.